Welcome to Shomar Shavuot on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis, towards the end of the page, brings the story of Shimon HaMusani that he dashed an every ace in the Torah until he reached Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah, where he felt this he cannot darshan because how can he add anything to Yiras Hashem? Rabbi Kiva had argued with him, and Rabbi Kiva said that you can add to Minhag Chachamim, and we discussed in our first recording what exactly is the point of the argument of the discussion between Shimon HaMusani and Rabbi Kiva. But right after that, the students, the Talmidim of Shimon HaMusani, tell him, Rebbe, kol esim shedarashto mate aleim. What are you going to do with all the ace that you darshan? Shimon HaMusani was going ahead and darshaning every ace in the Torah. He had a drasha for each one. What's going to be with all these drashas? So answered Shimon HaMusani, keshem shekibalti schar al adrisho, kach ekabel schar al aprisho. I got reward for what I darshaned. I'll get reward also for the fact that I'm poirish, that I'm stopping from darshaning ace. So first of all, Balei Musar point out, look at the godless of Shimon HaMusani. Look how great he is. He had every drasha for every ace in the Torah. Everything was ready to go. There was one ace that he couldn't explain. But this brought a problem that seemed to be kfira, seemed to be a pikarsus. How can you say, ace Hashem kechotir, or how can you add anyone to the fear of Hashem? So Shimon HaMusani came to the conclusion that because of that, every ace that he dashed was all wrong. He was willing to give up his life work when he came to the conclusion this was not emes. That's one, that's how you learn Torah, that when you reach a conclusion that something is wrong, you have to let it go, no matter how much effort you put into it. The Maharal in the Sivas Olam adds one more point over here. Even now that Shimon HaMusani figured out that he made a mistake, he still says, "Keshem shekibalti schar ladrisho, kach ani mekabel schar laprisho." He says, "I'm still gonna get a reward for everything that I dashed, everything that I worked hard. I'm still getting rewarded for it." Maral says, "You see from here that when a person puts his effort lishma to learn Torah in the right way, but he comes to a wrong conclusion, he still gets reward for it." And this connects to the famous vort on the tefillah that we say before davening, and that we mention in every siyum. Anu rotzim v'hem rotzim. We run and they run. The people that learn Torah run, and the people that are not learning Torah, the rest of the world, are running. Anu rotzim v'kalim yischar. We run and we get reward for it. V'hem rotzim v'hem v'kalim yischar. And they're running and they're not getting reward. What does it mean they're not getting reward? People that work hard are rewarded for it. So the answer is that although they get reward for a finished product, but if a person worked and he failed in his work, he gets no reward for that. A shoemaker that prepared a shoe and the shoe is not doesn't fit, he doesn't get paid. But loim de Torah, when you learn Torah, every word that you learn, every effort that you put in, none of it goes to waste. One gets reward for every single thing. When you learn Torah, even Shimon HaMusani and his understanding that he made a mistake in every ace in the Torah, he still says, "Keshem shekibalti schar ladrisho." I'm still getting reward for everything I dashed, even though it's a mistake. Because in Torah, you get reward for every effort that you put into it. Anyone who wants to join the Short Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please send the email to shortmachshava@gmail.com.